All right. So when a music artist puts an album out that can only be streamed, not downloaded, what happens? In Kanye West's case, apparently it gets pirated a lot. Paul Reznikoff is publisher of Digital Music News, and he joins us now. Hey there, Paul.
How are you?
Okay. So far, what do we know about Kanye's album, The Life of Pablo, in terms of like illegal downloads?
Sure. Well, initially, in the first 24 hours, initial reports pointed to 500,000 illegal downloads happening in that very short span. Depending on who's estimating, that number's easily crossed into the multi-millions since that point.
And you've written about the rise in kind of BitTorrent-based and other piracy kind of streaming platforms, and you say that basically any time an artist restricts content in any way, it's like waving a flag to the pirates.
As a general rule, yes. Piracy didn't go away, and it's always this beast that can jump out when stuff is restricted or not spread out ubiquitously.
So when we say restrictions or limitations, what do you mean? What other artists have tried this?
There's actually quite a long list now, not just Kanye, but Rihanna. T.I. is doing something now that's restricted. Adele and Taylor Swift. I mean, this is becoming a thing, and it's certainly creating ramifications for the piracy market.
In what way?
Sure. Well, a lot of times, a fan will just simply say, I want to consume this the way I want to consume it. I don't want to pay for it. I don't want to go to this channel. I don't want to go to Tidal. I'm going to go to BitTorrent and download the album there.
So what's the deal? I mean, these are big artists. There are plenty of places to buy this music. Or in the case of Tidal, you could sign up for the service, right, for 30 days and listen for free. Cancel the service if you didn't want to subscribe.
Most certainly. Actually, you're seeing both things happening at once. So in the case of Kanye's exclusive with Tidal, Tidal's subscription numbers more than doubled, according to some estimates, immediately after the Kanye exclusive. Clearly, this had a really big impact on Tidal. It was great. You know, it also had a huge impact across BitTorrent, right, where a lot of users went to download the album for free. So you have both things happening at the same time.
Can you give us a sense of what's going on with music piracy these days compared to what it used to be? What are the figures?
Sure. So the overall level of piracy is actually increasing. And the reason why is that there's so many more people coming online that it's just a function of numbers. But now, coupled with that, we've seen a lot of people on a percentage basis moving away from download piracy simply because they can stream the music at great ease.
Do you get the sense that there's been an attitude shift, right, between streaming music and people who want to own it? Right? Download and own it.
Yes, there certainly has been. Right? And this just dates back to our psychology around music for decades and decades. My parents valued a collection. Are you a real music fan? Like, what do you own? And so that is a major psychological shift to come from that to, I stream whatever I want. That psychological attachment to a collection and recording ownership has started to shift dramatically. And that's a really big deal.
That's Paul Reznikoff. He's a publisher of Digital Music News. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Hey, it's my pleasure.